Yes, it's 27 before the top of the hour. It's Get Well Wednesday. Dr. Ravinia Brock, we know her as Dr. Rowe, and her new book is Lose Your Final 15, How to Keep That Weight Off During the Holidays. Dr. Rowe, welcome to the show. How are you?
It is my absolute pleasure. It's great to be with you this morning.
Well, I love this book because I'm trying to get fine before Saturday, before 2016 is over.
And we've discussed this. You don't have much to do in that area.
Oh, look at you, Dr. Rowe. That's why I love you. But let's talk about this. How can you, because you say this final 15 plan, how can you eat 15 servings a day and still lose weight?
Well, easily, Skip, because most people are probably eating more food than that right now. And they just don't know it. So in this plan, in the final 15 plan, you're going to eat 15 correctly sized portions of food a day.
Oh.
So, yeah, and all the foods that you normally eat anyway, protein, you're going to have vegetables, there's fruit, there are even carbs. The diet is broken down into three phases. Some of those things we take out in the beginning just to kind of prime your body to get ready for the weight loss process.
Mm-hmm.
The first phase is like the best phase for me because it's when you're going to start dropping weight like crazy because your body really hasn't been used to eating this way. But you're going to eat the same food you already did. And what I'm excited about is that I've got over 45 tasty and delicious recipes. So if you do cook, you can do it, and it's really easy. And many of the meals can be made in 15 minutes.
Oh, and I love the way you lay out your plan in your book, Lose Your Final 15. So everything is kind of broken down in segments. 15 pounds at a time is what your goal is?
Yes, and here's why. Because when most people, if you lose, let's just say you had 45 pounds to lose, right?
Right.
Or more. If you lost the first 15, doesn't that give you motivation to keep going?
Yes, it does.
And so, and that's what the science says. It's also the experience that I have in my own practice at the office and with my coaching clients. And so for the dozen people that are in this book telling their stories, their testimonials, they did it this way, and it worked out really well. So they really are the real-life examples of what the science says. But the science advises us that, you know, people are more likely not only to take the weight off and keep it off for longer periods of time if they can lose it in small increments, but you know, they will keep it off as well. So losing it in small increments is a way to motivate yourself and to show yourself that you can do it. And I think anything that you've already shown yourself you could do, you're more likely to be able to do again.
Well, how much working out is involved to lose
okay,
this weight?
15 minutes. That's all you...
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so, because folks think you got to be spending your life in the gym, and that's not necessarily true. You can get a good workout in 15 minutes and burn calories, enough calories to sustain your weight loss. Because I have high intensity, low intensity, and medium range exercises or workouts. So I have 15-minute workouts, three different varieties that you can do in each phase of this diet and for the rest of your life.
So it doesn't have to be all cardio?
Yeah, so it's cardio. It's also strength because I want you to build muscle because the whole thing to losing the weight is you also want to shape your body in such a way that you have a higher muscle to fat ratio. So you have more muscle than fat, right? And as women, we normally carry less muscle than men, just naturally. But if you build more muscle, you will find that you'll have more strength to get through, you know, all your day doing all those things that you want to do and have to do. So we're talking about cardio and strength, and we're talking about working your body from top to bottom.
What about people that are not trying to lose weight? They're happy with their weight, but they want to be healthier. Is there something about that in your book?
Absolutely. So because that's really a myth. You want to eat the same way that I'm prescribing for you to eat in this book. Now, if you're just trying to maintain, it's a way, we're talking about calories, okay? The number of calories that you should consume. And I'll tell you that in phase three of the diet, that's your coast and maintain phase. By the time you get to phase three, you are coasting and maintaining. That's how you keep it off, by eating that way.
All right. And you're starting a weight loss challenge in January, right?
What's going to call it? Yes. So we're starting January 2nd. In fact, as of today, you can go to my website, everythingro.com. That's everythingro.com. And sign up for the weight loss challenge. I'm trying to help America get its weight down. And as you know, Black America's got doubly the problem. So I think I have the blueprint to help us all out.
Exactly. You're doing your thing, Dr. Rowe. Make sure you pick up the book, Lose Your Final 15. Dr. Rowe's plan to eating 15 servings a day, lose 15 pounds at a time. On the cover of this book, Dr. Rowe, you sure got some purty feet.
And then it gets creepy.
I'm sorry. I tried to warn you, Dr. Rowe.
Oh,
I'm sorry. We're sorry.
All right. For the next hour, Dr. Rowe is going to take your questions to text time club members at 646464. Happy New Year, Dr. Rowe. Thank you much.
Thanks to you guys. Thank you.